Well, there's currently 4.75 million available across the country to not just the Community Safety Partnership, but other community groups as well, in relation to helping to fight crime, making people feel safer in their areas and in their homes. So the recently set up Community Safety Partnership here in Donegal, which I'm the chairperson of, we've been discussing this in the last meeting, and we're really pleased to hear now that the funding has been allocated. At our meeting next week, we'll be discussing that and trying to identify projects that we could maybe draw down some of this funding to help us initiate some community safety plans within the Donegal area. So it's a welcome announcement by the Minister. And it comes, you know, from the good work that the Gardaí have been doing in tackling criminals and tracking down their assets and securing their assets, real gotten gains, and then turning it then into community projects that help fight against crime. So it's a good issue. It's one that I have been championing for a number of years. I had motions into the council about us using some of the monies that CAB have been taken off criminals to introduce it into community safety projects. So I'm really delighted now with the increased funding, and 4.75 million will be well used, I'm sure, by a lot of the community safety partnerships and community groups across the country.
And you mentioned there that at a meeting next week, you'll sort of identify a few projects that could receive this funding. Can you give us some examples what projects you could distribute to?
Well, what we're looking for is you know, to engage with communities. We're now currently in the process of identifying people who could carry out surveys in different parts of Donegal, look at what's needed as regards community safety projects, and this could help us with that. We will find out, go out into the community, engage with them, see what the difficulties they're having, what their fears are in relation to crime, and then identify projects around that to ameliorate that there, and to make people feel safer in their homes. And look, with the former JPC, along with the community representatives, we were able to raise initiatives around cybersecurity, around plant marking, so that farmers and people who had trailers and stuff like that we could mark them, so if they're ever stolen, they'd be easily identified again. Those are the type of things that we can do, hopefully, with the funding that's going to come from this allocation from the Justice Minister. We're putting together a community safety plan, and we're going to have to engage outside interests to help us with that. And I think that's primarily what we'll be looking at, to get the necessary funding for the engage with the community and put together a comprehensive plan going forward.